Static.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static. This is Bob.
Hey, everyone, this is Miles.
Miles and the Seven Tigers.
Yeah.
Was it Miles and the Ragged Tiger? What is the name of that album, huh? Minute by minute by minute.
I keep forgetting. We're not in love anymore. I keep forgetting.
We're going to go. This is the Doobie Brothers Challenge tonight, everybody.
On my home. On my home.
Hey, here's the trivia quiz for you. You ready?
Yes.
Can you name this movie from the cast that I'm going to tell you the names of the
Bring it. Of the
actors? You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Walken.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Gardenia.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got that you'll know who they are at this point. There's other people. But you won't know who they are. Can you name the movie?
Is this the one where he wore the red diaper?
No, it's not Zardoz. No, that was Charlotte Rampling was in that one.
Outlander?
No, nope, not he wasn't a space cop. I never even heard of this movie, let alone seen it, and I was like, this is bizarre.
Cooley High?
No, it wasn't Cooley High. No Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. No.
Because I think Garrett Morris was in Cooley High.
He might have been in Cooley High, yeah. Garrett Morris was a hero or a good guy in this one, yeah. One more guess. Then we got to move
on. The Rock?
No, it wasn't in The Rock. Garrett Morris was not in The Rock or Christopher Walken. It was a movie from 1971 called The Anderson Tapes. And it's available for free on Tubi or something. I happened across this and I watched it while I was out of town. And it's not really a very good movie per se.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, the funny thing to me was all those people. I'm like, who would have thunk that Garrett Morris was in a movie with Sean Connery before he was on Saturday Night Live?
I did not know this.
Yeah. And then the funny thing was, it said introducing Christopher Walken. So this was like one of his very early movies, right? So.
Yeah.
And he wasn't that weird. He didn't talk. You know, he didn't do this whole shtick. He was just kind of a normal guy. He's like, I don't know.
Can you tell me where the gold is?
That's right.
I don't know.
It was a heist movie, believe it or not. But so it's for you, it's worth watching. For most people, probably not.
Because I happen to love all three of those actors.
I know. And there's a movie called The Conversation, which I know you're aware of, with Gene Hackman, right?
Yes.
And Cindy Williams.
Yes.
So
I do know. Yes.
It's like The Conversation, but not as good.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the only thing I could compare it to would be The Conversation.
The Conversation light. Yes.
Right, yeah, be the conversation, but with a stealing things,
with only half the conversation.
Yeah, not a lot of conversation.
It's more action than conversation, really.
So anyway, I watched it when I was away for the weekend, and
yeah.
I watched it one evening.
Right.
Because I'm like, I had nothing to do. So, the Anderson tapes. I never knew it existed.
I thought it was just a movie about tapes. I thought,
who's Anderson? I thought this was a prequel to the Matrix. It's Mr. Anderson's tapes.
I was going to watch Scotch tapes.
Yeah. They did a good job of... of showing what surveillance in the 70s looked like. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Let me tell you.
But that's not my story. So my story, actually know a little bit about my story, which is not, which doesn't usually happen, because I went to a place. I was out of town. I was outside a little town called Camdenton in Missouri.
Yeah.
And I went and had pizza at this place, and I was so taken with it. And then you, of course, shit all over me when I send you this stuff.
It's so stupid.
So I went to this. So when I'm out traveling, I love pizza. Yeah. And so usually one night while I'm out, if I'm there for more than one night, I will look up the best pizza in the town.
Yeah.
And so I looked up best pizza in Camdenton, and it said, you got to go to Pepperoni Bill's.
You have to.
You have to. It's what it said on the Googles.
And yeah,
so
right.
I'm like, well, shit, I got to go to Pepperoni Bill's, right? Tonight. So when I got finished with my work, I headed over to Pepperoni Bill's, and it was everything and more that a person can hope for. I really dislike going out to dinner by myself. But I've been forcing myself recently to do this because it provides so many rich experiences that I normally don't get for just going drive through and going back to the hotel.
Right.
So I go to Pepperoni Bill's, and my waiter, the guy who says, wait to be seated. It's a rather large place.
Yeah.
And the guy who grabs me to seat me is Corky.
Not Corky Romano, but actually Corky from Dare I Say Life Goes On.
Yes, Life Goes On. That's right. So this guy, he's definitely got a Corky look. He's not Corky, but he got a Corky look to me, but with a biting edge. So he goes, how are you doing? I go, just one. He's like, oh, okay. You want a table or a booth? And I said, oh, we'll just take a table. He goes, follow me. And then this is what stabbed me right at the beginning. He's like, follow me. I got a table nice and close to the salad bar for you.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'm like looking around for like hidden cameras, because I thought, how in the fuck did Miles Tidal get in here before me and get this guy to make me go sit by the salad bar? Because Miles and I have had this whole back and forth for a couple of weeks now about eating salad, because I said he needed to eat a salad, and when he was out to lunch recently, I said, why would you get a nice salad? And then he's just been a prick to me ever since then.
It's been worth it.
So then I'm totally on guard. I'm like, this. How does this guy know about the salad business that we got going on? And so he does. He sets me right near the salad bar, and then he goes, what can I get you? And of course, I did not order the salad bar, right?
So of course.
Right, I go, I just want a pizza. And so he goes, well, what kind do you want? And I said, well, I'll take a PB Deluxe, which is Pepperoni Bill. I go, I'm going to take a PB Deluxe, but I don't want any of the olives.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm going to have to pull your man card for that one.
Whoa.
So Corky is dressing me down now twice.
Oh, my God. First he says you're fat, and now he's like.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're a pussy.
Yeah, I'm like, Cork. I'm like, I just don't like olives, man.
Your tip's going down, my friend. Yeah.
So Cork's dressing me down, you know, pulling my man card for no olives. I don't want any olives.
Yeah.
And he finally goes, okay, I'll get you without olives, right? As if he's acquiescing. Like, we don't normally do this.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So all this happens, and then he shuffles off to get me my drink, which and, you know, a glass of water. And so he comes back, gives me a glass of water. I'm waiting for my pizza. He goes, it'll be out here in just a little bit. Yeah. And then, as I'm sitting there, maybe a couple minutes later, a robot comes wheeling out from the back with a pizza on it. Not mine, but... And it's like a motorized cart, but yeah. They have eyes on it and it has like a message board and it's like making little noises and then it goes and delivers a pizza over to another table. This is the most amazing thing. I've never had a pizza delivered by a robot.
And that's why your pizza's $40 tonight, sir.
It actually wasn't too bad, but it was more than like a Domino's or something, but you know. Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm like, oh, this is great. And then after he delivers your pizza, he does like R2-D2 noises. And so I thought this was the coolest thing. So I text you. I said, hey, I'm at this place. I didn't tell you the whole Corky situation, but
yeah.
And I'm like, and the pizza comes out by robot. And you're like, right. What? What do you mean?
It looks so stupid. It was like the stupidest thing. I'm like, oh my God.
So then whenever my pizza comes out, I did a video and sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And of the robot and doing the, I go, it does R2-D2 noises. You're like, yeah. So
it's a gimmick.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing's a gimmick. It's a gimmick and you're falling for it.
So then I give a video of the robot delivering my pizza. Delivering my pizza was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you come back with
I don't even remember what I said. What did I say?
Wait, the thing was, you didn't even come back then. You just totally stiffed me. We have this whole little conversation about the robot. Totally fucking stiffed me for a day. And then you come back with, the next morning, too bad it didn't deliver you a salad.
That was funny.
Yeah. A whole day.
Yeah, I was not in a good place.
We were back and forth. Hey, look at this robot. I'm going to get a video of it. Yeah. And then after I sent you the video, fucking crickets for like 15 hours.
I was in a very bad area for reception.
Give me a fucking break. I'm all thrilled about this. I sent it to my children. I sent it to my wife. Nobody gives a shit about my robot pizza delivery.
It's a gimmick. It's a stupid gimmick.
I don't care. It was fun. I had Corky and I had a robot and...
No, come on.
The only thing missing was a wolf.
No, a wolf, you're a jerk. You are really bad.
I was like, this is fantastic in this little tiny town in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Camdenton.
I think I've actually heard of that. Actually, it's funny.
Yeah, it's in the south end of the Lake of the Ozarks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is how much, how, who would have thunk you have like a little robot deliver your pizza in Camdenton?
Hey, can I bring that robot back to my motel room?
Right. Hey, we could boogie in the room or something. I'm going to watch the Anderson tapes a little bit later.
Do some more R2-D2.
Do, 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 do.
Yes, I would like you to turn down my bed.
I felt like Rocky, you know, Rocky had a robot in one of his movies, you know.
Hey, Paulie, you got a robot.
So I had this waitress... at the pizza place who looked like Hilda from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, you know, Carolyn Ray.
Yeah, I do. Yes,
except
I do.
She can only talk out of the side of her mouth.
Real Cinderella story.
So she there's just the two of them. There was Corky and Hilda working the front end besides the robot. And Hilda would walk by and be like, "Your pizza's coming up real soon."
I am what I am.
And I was like, "Okay, thanks. But that's all much how she talked out of the side of her mouth."
She had a corn cob pipe.
So the funny thing was, the most the one person who was serving me that was the most understandable,
yeah,
was the robot.
Rosaro, yeah, your friend robot. Yeah, I know you love robot. You he hate goes, people, but love robots.
Here's your pizza. Oh, thank Jesus. You. And then he goes,
tip your waiter.
Yeah, and then the Corky says, maybe we should have brought you a salad. I said, Corky, I'm going to fucking punch your face. He didn't say that. I'm just sure.
I love computers.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
Computers are my life.
If you're in Camdenton, go to Pepperoni Bill's just to see the robot.
Or not.
Or, well, it's still good pizza. So, it's a win-win no matter what. Huh?
Save $30 and just order from Domino's.
No, yeah. Well, you could. It wasn't $30. It was only, it was probably like
30.
20 bucks, I think.
Oh, yeah, come on.
I got water. I didn't get anything to drink. I just drank water.
Got water.
I don't drink, I didn't get a beer or anything. So, and I don't.
I'm a hero.
I try not to drink soda. So I just got
I'm a hero.
Water.
I'm a hero to the poor. I drink water.
I drink water.
I'm trying to impress everyone. I drink water just so everyone knows. Well,
I mean, that's why it was cheaper. Because if it was, if I got a drink, it would be like 25 bucks.
Because you like to suck down pop, man. You're
Well, I still do, but I don't.
It's like a giant teat.
I try to drink zero sugar now rather than having sugar soda. So
probably, yeah.
It's, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It's all chemicals. It's probably not good either way. So
probably not. Yeah, you're better off with the water.
Yeah.
You probably are.
So what's going on with you, sir?
So, you know, you're talking about old movies and stuff like that. And the other night, my son, he had apparently watched something during the day, and he thought that my wife and I would want to watch this.
Okay.
Old movie. He sometimes finds old movies and stuff like that. And sometimes his picks are pretty good, and sometimes, you know.
Okay.
And I was actually, I want to just, as a side note, I just want to say I was a little surprised because this one had absolutely no nudity in it, because he usually has something with nudity.
Do you think that's hereditary or?
Well, my wife does like nudity, so yes. It could be.
Yeah.
So I was a little surprised because, you know, and then he's like, oh, I didn't pick it because of this, you know.
Yeah.
And so he goes, oh, it's kind of a scary movie or something. I'm like,
nothing
okay.
Better than sitting with your dad and seeing titties.
call the Anderson Files or something. Or whatever the
dad gets
called.
All like, whoop. Oh boy, you know how to pick them. Oh yeah.
Oh dang, baby girl. And, I'm like, okay, we'll put it on. I could tell like it's like a late 70s kind of, you know, that stupid kind of flute. You know,
and you go and you elbow at him and you go, I bet we see some 70s bush, son.
I was only hoping. I'm like, this movie's going to suck. I know it. There better be some bush on this thing. Please,
what was
God.
The name of it? Am I going to guess or?
It was a movie called, and I know I'm not going to pronounce this right, Suspiria?
Suspiria. Okay, I've heard of that, yeah.
Suspiria.
I don't know that I've actually seen it, to be honest with you.
But I thought, I swear, either he said it or I thought I read it on the credits that something about a serial killer or something. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm into that. You know, yeah, why not? Okay.
Well, now, it's the 70. There's a 2018 version, apparently. I'm looking it up real quick.
Yeah.
An this American was, yeah. newcomer to a prestigious German ballet academy comes to realize that the school is a front for something sinister.
Yeah.
Amid a series of grisly murders.
Yeah.
That's who's in the cast here? Let's see.
The only guy I realized was actually in Ace Ventura, some like Keir Uder or whatever. I don't know what the hell his name is.
Keir Dilla?
No, he was in Ace Ventura. He was throwing the party, the really ritzy party, I think.
Yeah, none of these. Nobody. Nobody.
Yeah, you know, nobody, right? So I'm like, okay, yeah. Well, okay. And, you know, this lady gets off an airplane.
It's an Italian movie. All these Italian people. It must have been shot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's definitely been dubbed. It's dubbed. Yeah,
okay.
It's
definitely... So, yeah. Let's keep going. You
know, so I'm like, okay. You know, this girl, you know, it's late at night. She gets off this airplane. She's in the airport. It's raining out. You know, or she's taken to this weird, like Willy Wonka, you know, looking freaking town or some shit.
I'm like, okay. It was shot in Germany.
You know what's great?
Update in 2018, they did one, and it's got Chloe Grace Moretz in it.
Oh, they could have saved their money, believe me.
Okay.
So, you know, it goes on, and I'm like, well, is anyone going to get killed in this movie, or what the fuck? And it goes on, and like, someone finally gets killed, and it's kind of a bizarre murder, and like, the lighting is all like that creep show lighting where they put like a lights or a gel or something on, like, you know, like a heavy blue, like everyone's blue or something.
Gosh, yeah.
I don't know what that's called, but I don't, you'll know, but I'm sure. But, you know,
a gel,
but you know, I'm that kind of mood, you know, kind of
mood lighting. Not the kind of mood I wanted. I wanted to have nudity mood, but it just had killer mood.
I thought at least one teat, maybe one teat. No
slip.
And, I found the movie very confusing myself. I'm like, okay. So.
Well, that's because you're just sitting there on your phone.
I
perusing Mr. Skin, and you're like, son, this isn't in Mr. Skin.
Yeah, right? I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm not seeing nothing here, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and finally, it's about halfway through. And like I say, everything is very weird, 70s-ish, very weird looking interiors and lighting and all this kind. And finally, I go, you know, I don't get this. I go, where the hell, who is the serial killer?
Mm-hmm.
And both he and my wife turn to me and they're like, what are you talking about? I go, isn't this about a serial killer? And they're like, no, it's about witches.
Okay.
Like, I completely missed the plot. I was so confused by this movie, what the hell was going on. It's like, okay, so this girl's at a ballerina school or something. There's a weird looking, like a German, you know, mistress, or what do you want to call her, you know, headmistress or something.
Fräulein,
a very butch, you know, kind of a Fräulein-ish, you know. And, you know, a couple people get killed, you know, these hokey deaths, you know.
Right.
And I totally missed the point of the movie. It was like halfway through it. I'm like, I don't get it.
You know, the hilarious thing is you went to film school.
Yeah, I know. I had no idea what this movie was about. I swear, I don't know where I got this information at. I swear it said something about
killer. I was looking like Fred. Fred Willard. Hey guys, who's the killer? I can't figure out who the killer is.
I know. Yes. Fred. Yeah, that's actually a good analogy. Actually, Fred Willard. Yeah, that's how I felt. Because I just could not get a handle on what the fuck was going on. I'm like, I don't.
I think I'm just gonna go down to the theater in the bad part of town, if that's okay.
Yeah. You know, like some girl's being chased and then she jumps through this window and like the room is full of like barbed wire for some reason. Now, why would a room would be full of like wire? Makes no sense.
Well, it's the wire room, apparently.
You know, we're both looking at each other like, what the?
It's like, you know, a Las Vegas hotel has all those different motifs. This is the wire room. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. You're like some blind guy with a dog is like killed, but like there's.
I'm going to be Paul Rubens. We're going to take in a show.
Yeah, that's the way I'm going to handle this. Yeah. But no, but like the accompanist.
What?
Yeah, easy for me to say. No, he's got a dog, but he's out in the middle, like some square, like, you know, and you know, something bad's going to happen to him. Like, okay, but there's like a 10-minute lead up to this. You're like, okay.
Gotcha.
You know, dramatic music. The guy's blind, so he's just kind of like, you know, head up. You know,
playing the piano.
No, he's like walking his dog.
Oh, walking his dog. Like, okay.
I mean, it takes like 10 minutes to finally kill this guy. I'm like, okay.
Stevie Wonder's walking his dog.
I don't know. The whole thing made no sense. It just
They remade it in 2018 with Chloe Grace.
I will not be watching it. I will not be watching the remake because the original sucks.
Does your son like old movies? Is that the deal? Or?
He's pretty open. I mean, he watches a whole bunch of different stuff. But
good
you know,
for him. Good for him.
I think his worst choice for me, was what the hell was the name of that one? Midsummer.
Oh yeah, the Midsummer thing. I never.
Oh my god, that movie was so depressing. I can't watch this movie. It's like I just can't watch it. Like that movie begins with like a suicide, and then you know after that people like are like you know killed, like Richard Lee killed and stuff. Like I can't watch this movie. It's like,
weird.
I don't know. It turned me off so much. Like I cannot watch this movie anymore. It was like,
okay.
Like they started killing old people. I'm like, okay, now I'm done. I'm not watching this. I don't know.
I would think that would be something you would like.
No, I had got zero enjoyment because it was actually so realistic that I'm like, you know, I don't want to.
I figured like that would be right up your alley.
No, it's like when you get so old, like they bring you to this mountaintop and then you're all happy and then like they make you jump off like into the sharp rocks below. But nice. Like your head just splatters like a freaking pumpkin, like a pinata. I was like,
great.
Like, oh Christ, who the hell what weirdo thought of this? Christ.
Oh, it's those Finns over there.
I don't know.
Scandinavia. Yeah.
Because I think like one of the characters like, I don't see any old people around here, and they're all laughing like wait till the next scene, you'll figure it out.
They've all been sent off to a German ballerina ballet troupe. Yes.
So I don't know. His picks are usually pretty good, but those two, yeah, definitely.
Suspiria.
Suspiria, yeah, please do not.
I think the Anderson tapes is a little bit better than that.
Yeah, I'm going to say yours seems like a really good choice. Yes.
With a super young Christopher Walken not being overly weird.
But how?
No, he didn't even. He didn't sound like that. I mean, he had a little bit, but not a lot. So
then I'm not going to enjoy it then because I need Walken.
You will enjoy it.
I need Walken to be Walken.
Well, there's also some nudity.
Yeah, it's probably Connery. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Look at that.
It's Diane Cannon. I forgot to mention her.
Oh, yeah.
Very young Diane Cannon is in this movie.
Is she nude?
In a manner of speaking.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's not like it's full on, full frontal nudity or anything. But
no, that'd be wrong.
That'd be totally wrong.
Just want to make sure it wasn't Garrett Morris or something.
No, Garrett Morris is a cop, so he's fully clothed the whole time. Oh my goodness, what was that?
It's a ballerina I have locked up.
What was her name? From Red Sparrow? Is that...
I'm doing, like, you know, Silence of the Lambs. This is the girl down the well.
What size are you?
Yeah.
You're horrible.
Oh, my God. I'm horrible, yeah.
You're watching Suspiria. You got women in a well. I mean, what more?
Yeah, what more could I ask for?
Exactly. Oh my god.